call a council meeting to order for June 9th, 2021. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise to the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
Councilman Chapoli.
Here.
President Randolph Sharp has an excused absence. Mayor.
Here. Entertained a motion for payment of bills that have been duly ordered by the treasurer. And a second, please.
Second.
Questions on the bills? Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli.
Yes.
Following reports have been filed and available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. First reading, ordinance 2021-08, by title, an ordinance amending chapter 365 zoning article 6, section 20 permits uses for the borough renewal code. Entertained a motion, please. Yes, please. Second reading being held as the next item on the table. And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli?
First reading, ordinance 2021-09, by title, an ordinance amending chapter 276 of the solid waste and recycling. Entertained a motion, please. And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli.
Next is consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the borough of Lindenwold and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertained a motion for resolution 2021-112 through 117. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli? Mayor, if I might add, it should be resolution 112 to 119.
118.
119.
119 separate, isn't it?
120 is separate.
120 is separate.
120 is separate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Something else going on.
Okie dokie. Can we get a motion?
We just want to roll, but you're going to do the resolution.
All right. Resolution for 120, renew the licenses for 2021, 2022. Entertained a motion, please. And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Abstain.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli.
Engineers report. You're up.
Hello, everybody. Good seeing you guys again. We have a proposal, and I think it's on the agenda, actually, for the municipal aid for next year, 2022. Yeah. For Cooper Avenue between East Scrivener Road and Oak Street. So we'll be working on that after this meeting. Projects and design is Lennington Phase 2. Survey is complete. Design is underway. We're trying to get that to NJDOT for review. grant, the first one, the one under that is the LRIG. We submitted that on May 24th, 2021, for the high school and Memorial Park asphalt path. Project in construction, the traffic signal upgrades have been completed for a while, we're just waiting the maintenance on.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Thank you. Open the council. Councilman DiDomenico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lindenwood Police Department activity report for the month of May 2021. Total calls of service, 2767. Traffic accidents, 44. Community policing, 417. Traffic enforcement dispatch, 196. Criminal complaints issued by officers, 55. Traffic summonses by officers, 67. Criminal complaints issued by civilians, 7. Traffic summonses issued by civilians, 0. And there were 60 investigations going on in the detective bureau. And I also like to thank the chief and your department for a great session there.
That was great event. But it was hot. Was that fish the biggest one, that one part, big quarter on the side? 14, yeah. Okay, sorry. Councilman Moynihan.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. First, I want to start up with pop-up story time with the library. Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m. at Lindenwood Park. We'll share stories, rhymes, and dances together. Bring a blanket or chairs from home for comfort on the field. Masks are not required, but welcomed. There'll be Tuesdays in June, July, and the first Tuesday in August. Also, starting in July, I guess this is a little early for this, but starting in July, summer meals are in. 5 breakfasts and 5 lunches will be distributed to the children, including milk and juice, every Thursday at 12. The first one will be July 1st. The pickup location is at the library. The Father's Day project is still going on. Pickup time, June 14th to June 18th, 10 to 2. Our movies in the park are back. Our first movie will be July 1st, 7 p.m. Before the movies, there will be family entertainment, and then the movies all start at dusk. And that's all that I have right now. Then we have more movies and our car show, but as that stuff all gets closer, I'll talk about them then. We'll be having getting the signs out and all that stuff. That's it.
Thank you. Councilman Jackson.
Thank you, Mayor. I also want to say that the fishing day last Saturday was awesome. I mean, I was out there. It was so good. Some of the kids actually started going into the water, but it was awesome. So it was a great thing. I mean, I seen a young little girl, probably about 5 years old at the beginning. She was afraid of fish, afraid of worms, and later on, everything was good for her. So, but it was really a lot of fun. I just want to remind everybody that we do have code enforcer out on Saturdays on the weekend. I also want to add in reference to the park, there's a lot of things going on July and August at the pavilions. A lot of residents doing a lot of different activities. So you definitely want to check out there and check on the calendars. And that's all I have, Mayor and Council.
Thank you. Talk to Mr. Bowen.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the report for the public works for May. We collected 685 tons of trash, 63 tons of recycling, 296 bulk items, 109 scrap metal, 12 pieces of concrete, 5 stumps, and 1 property main. There were no accidents and no reported injuries. The sewer department, 337 calls, stoppages, 18, main stoppages, 0, marked up, 18, pump station repairs, 9, service calls for Laurel Springs, two stoppages, two, and emergency calls, two. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Simmons.
Thank you, Mayor. I also like to say, Chief, your crew did a great job. You're taking pictures with the kids. It was really a fun event to watch, and every year it is getting bigger and bigger, which is a great thing. Linda, thank you for calling the county, of getting them to clean out part of the lake to make it look better, so they had more options where to fish at. That helped a lot. Health report for Camden County College vaccine site. It's open on Wednesdays and Thursdays throughout the month of June. Appointments are 8:30 to 3:30. You can make your appointment through Mike Cooper, or you can just walk in. At this moment, the county's thinking that site will close the end of June, but they do not know as of everything for the last 15 months. Everything keeps changing. The Camden County will do the pop-up site at Theater Things on June 15th from 2 to 6. There will be giveaways. You can make an appointment calling 856-549-0530. They are also accepting walk-ins. The only thing is, if you have an appointment, you're going to get through a lot quicker. Homebound. If you know anybody who is homebound and needs assistance in obtaining their vaccine, the county is making it that they're going to go out to their site, to their houses, to give them their shots. They would have to either go to covid19.nj.gov/homeboundvax or call 1-855-568-0546. There is a questionnaire on the website. If you go there, that you have to fill out. If you call, they're going to ask you questions. It's like 7 questions. It's just saying how many people are at your house, where you live, just the basic information. Today I was reading a study that the CDC released on Monday, and it's showing that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines reduce the risk of kidney infection if you're fully vaccinated by 91%. So that's a higher percentage than what they said in the beginning. Also, if you have the vaccine, remember, it does not mean you will not get the virus. You can still get it. You just won't have it as strong as other people. It'll be mild. It'll be a shorter illness. But this is something new, that it appears to be less likely to spread the virus to others if you have it and you had the vaccine. Also, every year I say this, that with the break on the weather, just remember, as you're leaving your home, if you have a cat or dog, screen doors close a little closer, but just look, make sure your dog or cat did not get out. You don't want anything to happen to them. They could get hit by a car quickly and it could turn bad. And if you or anyone you know adopt an animal, just remember, when you adopt it, they're going to tell you your dog or cat is chipped. Chipped means, yes, they have a chip in you. It's not activated. You must call that company and get it activated. It's about $80 for lifetime, or they can say you could, I think they were saying it was like $22 a month, so obviously you're going to go lifetime because it's going to be a better deal. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Currently, the Borough Hall, as well as the library, is operating on a modified schedule, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Effective Monday, the 14th, we will be back full-time from 9 to 4, open to the public. And that will be the Borough Hall, as well as the library. For the summer only, for the library, will be Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. In September, the library will go back to the hours of being closed on Monday and open on Saturdays. But again, for the summer only, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. So we welcome everyone back on Monday in a full-time capacity. So that's that. The next thing is the governing body received a request for a letter of support for the Community Heart and Soul Matching Seed Grant. This Community Heart and Soul Seed Grant is a resident-driven grant, and it's about finding out what everyone in the community cares about most in their community, what they love about their community, and why it is important to them. As part of the governing body's commitment to community, they have approved the request and supported the process of the Love Lindemore team applying for the Community Heart and Soul Matching Seed Grant. So I will be in contact with the team with regards to receiving that letter of support. That completes my report, ma'am.
Thank you. The only thing I have is the numbers. As of today, we are at 21:30. That's 13 from our last meeting, which is unbelievably low compared to what it's been. We have 13 and 14 and 20 in a day. And 13 in 2 weeks is very good. And we're still at 24 people who have died from the coronavirus in Carolina. Keep them in your prayers. I appreciate it. At this time, I'd like to open it to the public for any questions or comments from the public. Anyone wishing to speak, please come up to the microphone. Take your name and address to the record. And please don't forget to sign in before you leave.
I have a question. In 2019, after the election, we all moved. We graduated. 2020, I didn't hear nothing about the election. You didn't even transfer, you didn't join, whatever. It wasn't even mentioned here.
What are you talking about?
The primary, yes, sir.
That's a primary election. November is the general election.
Okay. So then, my other thing is, I knew you guys had sprinkler systems here. And why don't we have rain sensors?
We actually do have rain sensors. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Name and address, please.
Sorry?
Name and address, please.
Oh.
For the record. Thank you.
Was wondering if, well, first I'd like to say the news that it was very thank you guys for that. One thing we didn't see in the room all day,
it hasn't been decided on yet. As far as I know.
I don't think so. It should have been started at the beginning of the year. It's a very long process to get the whole day all together and the rides and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to take the other time to do it right now. Not this year.
Okay. The Western Playground page. You see the park and rec day is Parks and Rec, the page that Justin and I have talked about a few times regarding the parks and playgrounds in the township. We see that it's under construction. Is that something that is still forthcoming? We understand you wrote the copy about 3 months ago, was waiting for pictures, so we're looking for an update.
Right, we still don't have the pictures. But I think what we're going to do is list all of the parks so that the information is there, but we're just waiting with regards to the pictures.
Gotcha. Understandable.
There's a lot of things going on with the parks that are getting fixed up and cleaned up.
Yeah, no, we see that.
We want the best pictures to put out there.
Yep, no, absolutely. We're looking for an update, that's all. I see Greg is here, so maybe, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to circle back to the last meeting of the basketball court and the Carlton Roof Field House. Have you heard anything about those on the table? Did the basketball courts seem like they'll happen this year, or still in the study? Okay, fair enough. And the roofing and painting at the Carlton Roof Field is undecided as yet.
I think that was some working out with football on the since they're in the works.
Fair enough. And last but not least, also want to thank and congratulate Keith. Phenomenal event. We've heard nothing but great things about the fishing event. And happy that some of you guys have here, audience is here, and pretend and past. So, very excited about that. So, thank you, guys.
Anyone else in the book who should speak? No. Yes, Officer Bowman.
We was trying to have a block party and...
Name and address for the record.
My name is Marcus Miles, 219 South Brighton Avenue. We have all the people on the block sign the paper, what next do we have to do?
You're requesting, we got the letter about the block party.
Right.
And you have a petition...
Yeah, everybody signed, yes.
Everybody signed it, that they're all gonna be participating?
Yes.
As far as we have been doing in the past, we do not actually allow streets to be closed in the town. You can have a party where you're on lawns or on the sidewalks and you can, you know, walk across the streets and stuff like that, but we don't actually shut streets down for a block party, especially that street. That's a very busy street. I wish I could give you better news, but we've had other people in the past come and ask about this. As far as I know...
When they told us to sign everything, they should have said something. When they told us to get a signature from everybody, they should have said something then.
Who told you to get a signature?
I'm not sure, he's not here right now, he had to go to a attorney. But they gave us the paper and everything, and told us to email them and everything.
I don't know who you spoke to.
Alright, we'll find out, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I wish there was more I can do, but like I said, you can have it on your property, you can have it on the sidewalks, and you can stay there. Well, that's what we're kind of concerned with too. You close off that street and those cars come around that corner on the other side there, they're not gonna see that street's closed off. And you know how it is down that street. I mean, geez.
Kind of like where the street opening, it's not advisable. There's a lot that requires us to do that. Obviously, you're not going to do that. Signs, lanes, those cars, going around traffic. So, anytime you get somebody out of their routine to drive in that neighborhood, and they have to be part of that, the chances of that accident happening are fairly high.
Yes, ma'am. Name and address, please.
I'm Rebecca Patton. I live on Spring Avenue. This is how it is. I also want to know about that, but I'm probably can't do that. Can we use areas like the Emerson Park playground or other public areas that are already prepared for large crowds? They have to have parking lots, they have spaces.
You have to go in front of the Park and Rec Committee. You have to reach out to them.
Uh-huh.
And ask them if the usage, there's certain usages and places you can have things in town. You can't have any alcohol in any of the borough parks or anything else like that.
Okay. I did contact Park and Rec, but they did advise me that I should also just make it
split
with you also. They just suggested that I do that.
Right. Well,
so,
they do hold birthday parties and events at Glendale Park. They put a big area up there with tables and awning piece over the top of it. It's set up for that.
Okay.
You know, we can't have open flames at the park. You can't have alcohol at the park, and it's because of kids.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish I could help you out with this, but it's just not kind of helpful comfortable with it.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Yeah, I'd actually just like to add something to that conversation about the block party. Ironically enough, in Camden, the police department just throws block parties once a month in different sections of town, so maybe there could be a team effort where the police department, borough council, and the residents all get together to do block parties in different parts of the town. It would be a great community event. Everybody to get together, throw it out there. Come
annual camp, and everyone. What do you do, movies in the parks and all the
other stuff? Hi, I'm Sarah Valner from 1201 Timber Creek, and I just want to say I second that idea. I think it would be fantastic if LPU would be willing to work with the community to support some of these community-driven events.
Anyone else in public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
Move.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you everyone for coming.